Starting off with my number five is the case of a Carroll woman charged with attempted murder for allegedly stabbing a man multiple times in May at the Harbor Crest Apartments. According to a criminal complaint filed by the Carroll Police Department in Carroll County District Court, 31-year-old Jessica Leah Harrington was arrested on a charge of willful injury, causing serious injury. Initially, that's a Class C felony following the incident, but that charge was later upped to attempted murder by the Carroll County Attorney's Office. Authorities allege Harrington stabbed the 65-year-old male victim numerous times with a pocket knife, resulting in substantial blood loss. He was transported to St. Anthony Regional Hospital by Carroll County Emergency Medical Services and later transferred to an Omaha Medical Center for additional treatment and recovery. On December 23rd, Harrington's defense team filed a notice of defense for diminished responsibility due to temporary insanity, and a hearing to determine if that avenue of defense will be allowed to proceed is slated for January 13th. As of yet, she's pled not guilty to the charge. Moving on to number four, the former Adair police chief and BW Outfitters owner, Brad Wendt of Denison, was sentenced to 5 years in prison on federal firearms charges earlier this year. Wendt was sentenced to 60 months this summer in the U.S. District Court for the Southern District of Iowa on 11 of 13 felony counts for abusing his position in law enforcement to obtain machine guns for himself and his gun stores in Denison and Oneida. In addition to the prison sentence, Wendt was ordered to pay a $50,000 criminal penalty and a lifetime ban on firearm ownership as well. Wendt is currently serving his sentence at a medium security federal correctional institution in Florence, Colorado. He's scheduled for release in 2028. At number three is the purchase of the Carroll Country Club by a group of investors, which includes NBA coach and Carroll native Nick Nurse. Nurse was the primary force behind the change of ownership. Under the new management, the Carroll Country Club became Carroll National and has undergone extensive renovations on and off the course. Nurse's goal is to once again have the course be the center of Carroll's social scene, with concerts, charity golf tournaments, and more being a part of its entertainment retinue. My next story isn't all that news related, it's more science. It's the natural reasonings behind a massive influx of flying pesky insects in mid-August. Carroll residents, and many other Iowans actually, couldn't help but notice the air around dusk being choked with bugs. According to state entomologist Robin Prusner, these bugs are known as ant swarmers and actually occur late every summer, just not in such large numbers that we saw this year. She says the mild winter last year combined with an early spring led to unusually large ant populations, which translated into billions of ant swarmers emerging in 2024. And then my top story for 2024 was the confirmed recovery of the body of missing Wall Lake trucker David Schultz in a Sac County field in April. Schultz, who had been missing since November of 2023, was found in a farm field in the 1900 block of Union Avenue, only about a mile and a half from the intersection where his truck was found after he was reported missing. Autopsy reports showed no signs of trauma or serious injury. Schultz's disappearance sparked massive searches in the weeks following his disappearance. And that is going to be wrapping up my look at the top stories of 2024. I'm Nathan Cones reporting, wishing you a great 2025.